Today's daf is Nedarim daf Samech Vav, and we are at the Mishnah at the very top of daf Samech Vav Amud Aleph. Today's daf is being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Chaim Elazar Ben Yibadol Chaim Reb Shimshon Aryeh. So we're moving along in the ninth perek of Mesechtes Nedarim Perek Rabbi Eliezer. Today's daf is the last daf of Perek Rabbi Eliezer, and it's going to continue to discuss halachos related to Hataras Nedarim. Zok the Mishnah. Poischim biyomim toivim ubishabasos. A chacham who is attempting to be matan neder can use as a Pesach Shabbos and Yontif. What does that even mean? So the Ran says, if somebody made a neder that involves tzar, meaning he made a neder, for example, that he's not going to drink wine. Now it's Shabbos, it's Yontif. Because of the neder that he made, he can't drink wine. The Chacham can tell the person, had you known that it's aser to be mitzayer yourself on Shabbos and on Yontif, would you have made the neder? Assuming he says no, we trust him, and as a result, the neder is not going to be a neder. So we can use the iser for a person to be mitzayer himself on Shabbos and Yontif as the basis for a Pesach to a neder. Says the Mishnah, Barishayna, in the olden days, Hayu Oimrim, the conventional wisdom amongst the Chachamim was that Oisin Ayamim Mutarim, if a person made a neder, and now we are going to be matter the neder using a Pesach of Shabbos and Yontif, so the result would be that on Shabbos and Yontif, where the person said he never really would have made the neder for, it's for those days that the neder wouldn't be in effect. However, v'shar kal yamim asurim, all the other days of the week would be asur. So for example, if a person made the neder that I'm not going to drink wine, ordinarily, he wouldn't be able to drink wine not on Sunday or Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday, Friday or Shabbos. If he says, however, that there's an issue to be mitzayer myself on Shabbos, I wouldn't have made the neder, then on Shabbos he would be mutter. But all the other days, he would be aser. Ajbo Rabbi Akiva made. This was true until Rabbi Akiva came. Where did Rabbi Akiva come from? So that's one of the great mysteries in Shas. But throughout Shas, you find this idea of Ajbo Rabbi Akiva. So until Rabbi Akiva came and he taught Shahaneder Shahutim Rechlali or something. Rabbi Akiva said, if somebody makes a neder and then miktsas of the neder is hoter, it doesn't matter how miktsas of the neder is hoter, even if it's al yedei Pesach, it's al yedei Sheilas Chacham, but at the end of the day, once a little part of the neder is mutter, the entire neder becomes mutter. So to the extent that poischen b'shabbosos u'b'yomim toivim, that would mean that not only on Shabbos and Yontif would the neder be mutter, but the neder would be mutter shar hal yomim, the neder would be mutter the gamri as well. So we just mentioned Rabbi Akiva's halacha of neder shehuter miktsasei huter kuloi. So the Mishnah is going to elaborate on it a little bit. Ketzad, what's an example of that? Omar, if somebody was a koinim shani nena l'kulchem, so there's a whole bunch of people in a room and a person in a rage of fit, very often that's how nedarim happen, said, koinim, I'm making a neder that I'm not going to have hanol l'kulchem, all of you. Huter echad mihem. If a chacham was able to be matter the neder towards one of these people, then the neder would be mutter towards everybody. Why? Because it's a neder shehuter miktsasai, and it's huter kula. She'eni nena l'zeh l'zeh. But what if he decided to call out everybody by name? He says, koinim, I'm not going to have enough from you, and you too, and by the way, you also. Right, let's say that's the way he would make the nether. So then it depends. Huter arishayin, if the first person that he made a nether towards is nether would be mutter, so he had a Pesach, for example, to get that nether away, huter kulin, then everybody else would be mutter. Huter ha'achrayin, if however the last person that you made the nether towards is nether would become mutter, ha'achrayin mutter, that last person would be mutter, v'kulon asurin, and as it relates to everybody else, they would be asur. Now the Ran quotes the Gemara that we had earlier in the Masech, where the Gemara said that the only time this is true is where the person who made a neder towards everybody made the neder b'hatfasa. So for example, there's 10 people in a room, and this person who's making the koinim says, koinim, that I'm not going to have hana from you, Ruvain. And then he says, Shimon, I want you to be like Reuven. And Levi, I want you to be like Shimon. And Yehuda, I want you to be by like Levi. Then there's a svara that if we're not to the original neder, so then nafal kol abinyan. Because really, everyone else's neder is taloi in the original neder. So hutar arishin, hutar kul. However, in the reverse, if it was Hutara Achroin, let's say you were Mata Yehuda's Neder, so it has nothing to do with Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. And as a result, it's only the Achroin's Neder that's going to be Mutter, everybody else's won't. If, however, these Nedarim were all independent of each other, then the halacha of this Mishnah would not apply. Another halacha, Shani Nena Lozeh Karbin Velozeh Karbin. What if the person, like we just said, would say, Koinim Shani Nena Lozeh, Koinim Shani Nena Lozeh, all individual Nedarim, and notice that the Mishnah says, Shani Nena Lozeh, that carbon, was that carbon? What does carbon have to do with anything? Because ikur neder is bahatfasa, koinim, which is the word that Chazal always used to describe a neder, is a kinoi for the word carbon. But either way, if he would say shani neder was that carbon, was that carbon, then tzrichim pesach lechalechad echad, you need a pesach for each individual. We'll talk a little bit more about this in the Gemara. Either way, koinim yayin shani toyim, let's say somebody makes a neder. He says koinim yayin, which seems to be the classic neder that we've been discussing in these last several dafrin, which incidentally is interesting because the mashal of the nedarim that we've had in all these dafrin is Yayin. In fact, the last perek was called Perek Koinim Yayin. And really, it didn't talk about wine. What it talked about was if somebody makes a neder up until a certain amount of time, a day, a week, a month, a year, Shemitah, a Yovel, until this harvest, the fig harvest, the beginning, the end, right? It had nothing to do with wine. It had to do with Zmanim. Yet the name of the perek goes down as Koinim Yayin. And the reason is because the Mishnah's mushal of a neder was Yayin. But in reality, it was just a mashal that Chazal used. But it sounds like Diber HaMishnah B'Lashon Hoifa. So probably if that's the mashal that was used, there must be some svara towards it. And really, exhibit A for that is the Nazar. The Nazar is someone that makes a neder. Ishki Yidar Neder Nazar LaHazar LaShem. It's a form of a neder. And at its core, this person is separating himself from what? From wine. Why does a person become a nazir? Chazal say, kol aroya soita bikulkula, yazir atzmei min hayayin. And even though nazirus involves other isurim as well, but it sounded like the ikur of the nazir was always yayin. So to become a nazir was a very dramatic way of being koinim yayin. To say simply koinim yayin is much less complicated. It doesn't involve growing your hair long, it doesn't involve a mitzvah tiglachas, it doesn't involve karbonis, it doesn't involve becoming tomei and now suddenly being soisi in naziris. So really, koinim yayin sounds like a poor man's version of naziris. That's just what the feel for it is, but regardless, just like naziris was something that people used to do, when we learn Masechtas Nazir, we're going to see that it was a very, very common thing. People would find themselves in an eis tzaras, today maybe a lakadim or aneni, but once upon a time, people would say, areini nazir, and this is what he would say. Sometimes regret it. Thus, there's a whole parasha of Hataras Nedarim, which is what we're learning right now. But regardless, that's what people used to say. Koinim Yayin would seem to be a sort of diluted version of that. But either way, Koinim Yayin Shani Toyin. If somebody says Koinim Yayin, Shayayin Rolim Yayin. But he gave a reason. He was Toilin Nidroi Bedover, like we saw in yesterday's daf. He said that the reason I'm making this Nedar is because I was told that wine is bad for your digestion. Amrulay, they told him, wine is bad? You're clearly drinking the wrong wine, because there are wines that a glass of wine a day, you know, fill in the blanks, could be a very, very good thing. So now, says the Mishnah, and this person is going to be allowed to drink miyoshin, this aged wine. However, not only will he be able to drink the wine that's miyoshin, he's going to be able to drink all wine. Why? Again, it's a neder shehutim miktsase, which is hutter kulay. Koinim batzel shani tayim. What if somebody made a koinim? He's not going to eat onions. Sheha batzel ralalev. And he gave a reason for it. He said, because I was told that onions are bad for the heart. They told him, there's certain onions that are good for the heart. Kufri is allowed to eat kufri, but the kufri bavad. Hutin not only is allowed to eat kufri, el b'chalab tzolim, he's allowed to eat all onions. Again, because it's a head to neder, shahutim riktsasi, hutter kuloi. And then the Mishnah says, my sahaya, this was a real life story where somebody said, koinim botzel alai, and he said that the reason is, shahabotzel ra lelev. The Tiri Rameir B'chala B'tzalim, and Rameir allowed him to eat onions because he was told afterwards that there is an onion, Kufri, that's Yofel Alev, and it's a Neder Shehutim Miktsasai, and Rameir held, like his Rebbe Akiva, that Neder Shehutim Miktsasai is Hutter Kuloi, and it's for that reason he was martyred. So this Mishnah in courts is the Mishnah that discusses the halacha of Neder Shehutim Miktsasai Hutter Kuloi. Now the truth is very little Gemara on this Mishnah, and don't be fooled by that. It's not because this is not an important sugya that requires a lot of help from the Amiram. It's because we had it already. So earlier in the Masechta on Daf Chavav, we had one of the harder Daf in the Masechta Nedarim, where the Gemara already went through the whole inyan of Neder Shehutim Rikzasei Hutter Kulay. Over there, it was discussing a machloikis between Bishamay and Bisil. Over there, also, the Neder Shehutim Rikzasei wasn't Hutter Rikzasei because of HaTorah, because it was a Pesach for a Chelek of it. Over there, the Neder Shehutim Rikzasei was Hutter Rikzasei because part of the Neder was a Nidre Shkogis. Regardless, the Gemara there, Shteltsu, the machloikis Bisham and Bisil and Neder Shehutim Rikzasei, where Mikzas of the Neder was found to be a Nidre Shkogis. To this machloikis, Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim, a Neder Shehutim Rikzasei, where Mikzas of the Neder became Mutter. Al Yedei She'eva, the Ran references that Sugya a few times here in his Pirish on the Mishnah. So for further reference, Ayin Sham. Either way, the Gemara is going to address a few technical nekudas related to our Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, Hutar ha'achroin, ha'achroin mutar, ve'kulon asurin. Now there should be two dots here. It's also not 100% clear what the comment of the Gemara is going on, but it's muchach that what the Gemara means to comment on is, the Mishnah was discussing the examples of when you say neder shehutim miktsasei hutar kulay, and when you don't say neder shehutim miktsasei hutar kulay. So the Mishnah said like this: if somebody would go to a group of people and he would say, koinim sha'ani nene l'kulchem, I'm not going to have anah for anyone in this room, then if the neder would become mutter for one person, hutar kulam. What if he would say, koinim sha'ani nene to you and to you and to you and to you, if the first one becomes mutter, if the last one becomes mutter, ha'achrim mutter, everybody else is going to be aser. Why? Because hacha b'mayaskinon, meaning what's the case, where a person didn't just say you, you, and you, but what he did was, he made a neder b'hatfasa. So he said, Reuven, I'm not going to have enough from you. Shimon, you're like Reuven. Levi, you're like Shimon, etc., etc. So there, hutter harishon nafal abinyin, hutter achrin, and has no implications on the people before. If, however, the Mishnah says, a person would go in to a bunch of people, and individually, not b'hatfasa, I'm not going to have enough from you, and then he says, I'm not going to have enough from you, and then he says, I'm not going to have enough from you, so then, all the nedarim are independent of each other, and as a result, there's no halacha of neder shehutim miktsasei hutar kulay. Now, when the Mishnah brought out that last point, so the lashon of the Mishnah was, she'ani nene lozeh karbin, ulozeh karbin, tzrichim pesach l'chol echad echad. And it sounds like you would have to individualize the word karbin for each Yachid in order to fit into this part of the Mishnah. So in order for each nether to be an individual nether, you would have to go over to each Yachid and say, carbon, carbon, carbon. Now that's the way you make a nether. But the point is, it has to be a full Shleimus Bitoy using the word carbon for each Yachid. So the Gemara says, Man Tana, who's the Tana that would hold that? Amar Rava. Rava said, Reb Shimini. It's the Tana Reb Shimon, the Amar, who said, Ad She Yoimar Shvua L'chol Echad Ve'echad. Now the context of Reb Shimon's halacha is the laws of Shavuos HaPikadon. So Shavuos HaPikadon is where somebody is watching somebody else's Pikadon. He's either a Shai Mechina, he's a Shai Mesachar, maybe he's a Seicher, maybe he's a Shayel. But the point is, he's a Shai Mepikadon. He's watching somebody's Pikadon. And now the Baal HaPikadon, the owner, goes over to the Shai Mer and he says, where's my Pikadon? And he says, I don't know what you're talking about. And then he swears. And then we find out that he swore falsely. So there's a special parasha in the Torah that addresses this yid. It's known as the parasha of Shavuos HaPikadon. Shimon's case was where somebody was watching a bunch of pikdoinis for a bunch of people. So let's say five people gave him a pikdoin, and he's watching it for all five people. And then they all attacked him, literally. Five people come knocking on the door. The doorbell's ringing, mamish, vociferously. He comes to the front door, and five people scream, where's my pikdoin? And he's screaming, I don't have anybody's pikdoin. And then he swears. And then we find out afterwards that he was lying. So, according to the Chachamim, he would be chayiv five shvuos ha-pikdoins, because his five pikdoinis that he was kaifer and that he swore, and as a result, he's going to be responsible to pay. Reb Shimon says, achiyoy meshvu l'chol echad v'echad. You would have to swear that I don't have your pikdoin. I swear I don't have your pikdoin. It's the only way Shavuos HaPikdoin is going to go. So just like Reb Shimon holds that you have to speak out the word Shavuos v'chol yachid v'yachid in the parasha of Shavuos HaPikdoin, the Gemara is telling too, the same is going to be true over here as well. Now, one of the examples that the Mishnah gave of a neder shehutim miktsasei was koinim yayin shani toyim v'chulu. So the v'chulu was, the person said koinim yayin, and he gave a reason, shayayin ra l'mayayin, because I was told that wine is bad for digestion. Then they told him, what do you mean? That's true for certain wines, but there's yayin miyushin, there's very chashuv wines, and those wines are yafal l'mayayin. So huta bim miyushin, v'loy bim miyushin b'vad, but it's a neder shehutim miktsasei, this person is going to allow to drink all the wine. So the Gemara says, v'tei b'glei, these people that told him that yayin miyushin is okay, why they have to say that it's yafal? They could have just said the ein ra. What did this person say when he made a neder? He said, koinim yayin, because I was told that wine is bad. As long as he's told that wine is not bad, that's enough now to say that we have a Pesach for his nether. Amrulay, they told him it's good. It's bediktok, you would think. Not it's good, meaning it is good, but you don't have to say so good. You can just say that it's not bad. It's talking about where they told him it's not bad. And by the way, you should know, it's also good. Regardless, good point. Right? Same case was where somebody said, because batzel is bad for the lave, probably heartburn. And they told him, what do you mean? Kufri is not so, is good. So he said, oi, I didn't know. Same exchange. Why do they have to tell him that kufri is good for the heart? They could have just told him that it's not bad. This is all very much. We can use kvoid atzmoy u kvoid banov as a Pesach. I mean, somebody made a neder. He walks to a chacham. He wants to be matter the neder, and they tell him, "Have you realized that as a result of the neder that you made, you were being paigeya in your own covet, or you were being paigeya in the covet of your children?" If he says that, had I known that, I wouldn't have made the nether. Trust him, and it's going to be a Pesach for his nether. Now, this Mishnah is obviously following the first Mishnah of the Perek, where we had a discussion about poischen la'adam b'chvoid aviv v'imoy, poischen la'adam b'chvoid hamokim. Everybody holds you can't be poiseach b'chvoid hamokim. Why? Because we don't believe you. Ovi v'imoy, that's Rabbi Eliezer. This is Rabbi Eliezer of Ovi v'imoy fame. That's the name of the parak. It's Rabbi Eliezer. Oimer poischen la'adam b'chvoid Ovi v'imoy. The Chachamim argue. So the Mishnah, even though it's machliks Rabbi Eliezer Chachamim, whether poischen la'adam b'chvoid Ovi v'imoy. Even though everybody holds ein poischen la'adam b'chvoid magen, however, everybody does hold that poischen la'adam b'chvoid atzmoy u b'chvoid banam. So what's an example of this Oimer Mloy? They tell him, Ilo yisi oideya, shalomacha oimer malecha kachi vestoy shal ployni. Had you known that people were going to say about you that this is your derech, megarish es noshav, you're someone that divorces your wives. Now, what does the neder have to do with this man divorcing his wives? So obviously, maisa shahaya kachay, it was a man that made a neder, as in Perek HaMadr fame, and as a result, they forced him, yoytzevi yitin ksuba. So, because of the neder that he made, he had to force his wife, and now people are saying about him that he's a man that's megarish his nasha. Or v'al b'nai secha, had you known that people are saying about your daughters, you oimer b'nai skrushay saying, they're referring to them as b'nai skrushay. Additionally, people are saying, ma rosa imen shaleilu lizgarish, why is this man divorcing his wife? And some rishonim explain that although we paskin like Basil that a man can divorce his wife because of any reason, I feel like ticha tafshiloi, but at the same time, the Torah's example of a gerishin is kimotza ba'ervas davar. So had you known that people are starting to suspect, they're starting to be choshet, kimotza ba'ervas davar, and incidentally, some say that's what it means, al b'nei secha, that they're b'nei skrushes. What do you mean, the b'nei secha, b'nei skrushes? People are going to say the mamzerim maybe, because why did you divorce your wife? Because you were matzah ba'erva's love, and maybe your daughters are not even your daughters. Said you realize that all this was going to come about from this whole situation. Would you have made an edev? If he says, ilo yisi yadeh shekein lo yisi noider, harei zeh muti is muti. And again, what's the chiddush? Oh, this is a classic case of a Pesach. Why would this be a chiddush? The reason this is a chiddush is because you would have thought that maybe he's lying. Just like the chachamim hold that you can't be poisech b'chvoid avi v'imoy, and just like everybody holds you can't be poisech b'chvoid amakim, so maybe kvoid atzmoy and kvoid your children may be there too as well. That's what the Ran speaks out. That's the chiddush of this part of the Mishnah. What if somebody makes a koinim? I'm not going to marry ployness. Why? Ku'ura, because she's ku'ura. Then he found out afterwards that she wasn't ku'ura. She was actually not shchayra. Or he made a neder. I'm not going to marry this woman because she's shchayra. And then he found out, no, she's white. Kitzara. Person said, I'm not going to marry this woman because she's ksara. He found out afterwards that she's arucha. Mutter bat alach is that he's allowed to marry this woman. Meaning the nether is not a nether. Zok the Mishnah. Not because the story in this halacha is that she was a ku'ura that became a na. Or shchayra v'nasis levana, k'tzara v'nasis arucha. And the reason is because if that's what would have happened, then the nether would be in effect. And the reason is because it would be noilad. And we pass in like the chachamim that ein poischem noilad. Ella, the reason we're saying, what we're saying is, shahaneder tos. In other words, this is just like a roundabout way of saying, this is a Mishnah, which is a little lush in the Dara Mishnah. The point of the Mishnah is, that if a woman was, no, and then she became She was kur and she became na, or she was shchayra and she became levana, or she was ktsara and she became arucha, it would not be a valid Pesach to suddenly be matir neder, because we would say in Pesach benayla. When the Mishnah says that you could be matir neder based on these facts, it's when the person that made the neder thought she was a ka'ura, turns out she was really not. He thought she was shchayra, turns out she was levana. He thought she was ktsara, turns out she was an arucha. In those cases, it's a neder betais. And because it's a neder betais, it's in that reason that the halacha is going to be true. Zok the Mishnah, umaisa, and there was a story that's related to this halacha. Be'echad, shenadam ibasachoysa, he made a neder that he would not marry his niece. So once upon a time, it was a big deal. It was considered a big chesed for a person to marry basachoysa. And this person didn't want to marry basachoysa. And not just that, he even made a neder he wasn't going to marry her. Vichnisu l'beis Rabbi Yishmael, and they brought this Bas HaChoseh to the house of Rabbi Yishmael, V'yifua. And Rabbi Yishmael made this girl beautiful. On my way, Rabbi Yishmael. And then Rabbi Yishmael went to the uncle, the person who didn't want to marry Bas HaChoseh, and said, B'ni, Mizuna Darta? This is the girl that you're making a neder and you're saying that you're not going to have Hana from? I don't understand. She's so beautiful. Why would you have made such a neder? And when the man saw his niece, he said, Enochinami, had I known that this is who she was, I would have never made this neder. Vehetiru Rabbi Yishmael. And Rabbi Yishmael was matter the neder. So first Rabbi Yishmael made this girl a noe, and then afterwards he was a chacham, he was a yachid mumta, he was matter the neder. And after this maisa happened, Rabbi Yishmael began to cry. V'omar, and he said, B'nois Yisrael noise, same. All B'nois Yisrael are noise. But sometimes, because of aniyas, they don't look as beautiful as really they could. But really, all b'nois Yisrael are nois. Rabbi Shmuel, when Rabbi Shmuel passed away, b'nois Yisrael nois is kina. The b'nois Yisrael, they began to wail, a kina of the Tisha B'av fame. And they said, b'nois Yisrael, Rabbi Shmuel, all the b'nois Yisrael should cry about Rabbi Shmuel. And you find this nusig of b'nois Yisrael b'chena, you find it by Shaul HaMelech. The pasuk says, b'nois Yisrael El Shal Bachena. Either way. So the Mishnah began with a halacha related to Poyskhan Adam Mechvayd Atzmoy Ubechvayd Banov. Then the Mishnah discussed a person who made a neder. He said, Koinim Shani Noisa Esploinus. Why? She's Ka'ura, she's Chayra, she's Kitzara. And then he found out that he had made a Taos. So the halach is the neder is not a neder. Why? It's a neder betoyis. A neder betoyis doesn't eat Pesach, doesn't eat Charat. A neder betoyis is like a mekach toyis. The neder is not a neder, and it's for that reason it's not going to be an issue. But the Mishnah made it very, very clear. What would be if somebody said koinim ku'ura, and then she changed, and she became a nar? In that case, the neder would be a neder. Not only would the neder not become mutter on its own, but a chacham wouldn't even be able to be matter the neder. Ah, it's a Pesach, because it's noila. And then, in the next breath, the Mishnah tells a story. A mais shahaya kachaya, where there was a girl that was ku'ura, and the man who was really supposed to marry her said, koinim, I'm not going to marry her. And the reason is, because of the fact she was a ku'ura, Rabbi Shmuel made her beautiful, and then he was matter the neder. Sefreit the Gemara, maisa lister. The story that the Mishnah is bringing doesn't stem with the halacha of the Mishnah. Now, Rabbi Shmuel, to be clear, is allowed to argue with the halacha of the Mishnah. So if the Mishnah would say, Rabbi Shmuel argues, and then bring a maisa to support Rabbi Shmuel's halacha, no one's having this conversation. The kasha is not that there's a maisa that happened with Rabbi Shmuel that doesn't stem with halacha in the Mishnah. The kasha is just in the format of the Mishnah. Maisa lister, it doesn't work that way. If you tell me halacha, then you bring a story. The story always supports the maisa. So the halacha is afraid the Gemara, how do you even read this Mishnah? So the Gemara, chasure mechsera, v'hachitani, we have to inject some language into the Mishnah, and once we do that, everything is going to work very, very well. Rabbi Shmuel said, "Afilu no levana arucha." So the Mishnah said that if something would change, it wouldn't be okay. And on that, Rabbi Shmuel argued. Rabbi Shmuel said it would change, and incidentally, the Rishonim say because Rabbi Shmuel holds a Rabbi Eliezer, he holds poiskim and noilai, and then the Mishnah brings a ma'isa, echad shenadim v'asachoyse v'chnisu the Rabbi Shmuel v'yipua v'chul. Zokta Maratana a brisa that elaborated on the story of the Mishnah, like it always does. So what was the story? Meaning, what was Ka'ura about this girl? And what exactly did Rabbi Yishmael do to change that? So the Braisna taught, Shein toiteves hoysala. The Ran, Shenofla shina. She was missing a tooth. Vayishiva shein acheres bimkoima. And she had some other tooth that was there. But this other tooth that she had wasn't nice. It's va'asala Rabbi Yishmael, Shein shalzav mishalai. Where Rabbi Yishmael did was, he replaced that fake tooth with a gold tooth, mishalai. not he took his tooth out of his mouth, but Mishaloi, he paid for it, and as a result, that was for the Yipu. Says the Gemara, Kishach Rabbi Shmuel, when Rabbi Shmuel passed away, Pasachala, who's Havdon? So there was a Saftan. So when we learn Mesachtas Mai Katan, Dav Chafei, Chavav, so we have an old Tanam and Amiram, they passed away, what the Saftan said. So what did the Baal Maspid have to say on the great Tanah Rabbi Shmuel? It's always fascinating how Rabbi Shmuel leaves the world, so the Torah that left with Rabbi Yishmael. But sometimes the Saftanim, they picked on a certain Gemilas Chesed. Right? You see by so many Gdolim, the Chesed stories that emerge are unbelievable. So the Saftan gets up and he says, B'nois Yisrael al Rabbi Yishmael bochenu. B'nois Yisrael, you should cry about Rabbi Yishmael. Hamalbishchen v'chulu. And this is a play, like the Mishnah said, of the words that the Saftan said on Shol HaMelech. B'nois Yisrael el Shol bochenu. I saw that the Ben Ishchai and the Ben Yoyada says that if this was what the Saftan said after Rabbi Shmuel passed away, it can't be this was something that happened only one time. It's not possible. This must have been recurring, because this was what the Saftan said. Meaning, it's not the pshat that this story literally was such a defining moment in the life of Rabbi Shmuel that at his Levaya, this is what this eulogizer felt more than anything else to talk about. Must be, says the Ben Ishchai, this was Hanhogosoy Shel Rabbi Shmuel. And that's what he says. Rabbi Shmuel was someone that looked out for the Bnei Yisrael. He says, in fact, that's why when this man made the neder, and he said, koinim, that I'm not going to marry Basa Choysoy, what was the next move? The father brought her to Rabbi Shmuel, because he knew Rabbi Shmuel is going to give Zechanetza. And that's what Rabbi Shmuel did. So they went to Rabbi Shmuel, Gufa, because this was Darkoy Umenhogoy, so Rabbi Shmuel. Either way, we're going to end now the ninth parak of Mesechtes Nedarim, and the way the parak is going to end is with a few classic, Ben Benoishal classic stories. So as the Gemara, Huda, Amadu, the man that told his wife, Koinim Shiat Nenesli, Achne Tatimi Tavshilech, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Shem. Says, you can't have any Hanah from me. So this is a man that's talking to his wife, unless you take the food that you just served me and you give it to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So it sounds like maybe they're looking for another opinion to see how bad this food really was. This is the classic. If Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon like the food, then we're in business. No, so Rabbi Yehuda is sitting and there's a knock on the door. It's a fregen ashayla. What's the shayla? My husband said, could you please taste the soup? So the Gemara said, Rabbi Yehuda taught. Rabbi Yehuda tasted it. And really, this was Eina Lechfichvoid, Rabbi Yehuda. He shouldn't have really done this. Omar, however, he said, Kal v'chaymer. I'm going to mach a Kal v'chaymer. Ma'al asish shalom ben ishla ishla yamra tayrish misha nechtel b'kdusha. Yimache ala mayim ha'ma'arim b'safik. Madach, when it comes to shalom b'ayis, you find that the Ebershter said, I'll be moichel on my covet. Et shmisha nechtel b'kdusha yimache. This is for a safik situation. V'ani, me, Alachas kama v'kama, meaning even though as Hashem alakechatira l'rabbi stamid chachamim, but me nitla b'mi. So at the end of the day, madach for the covet and the shame of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. There's an Indian that when it comes to shalom bayis, Hashem says I'm going to be mevater on my covet. Certainly in this situation. But then she went to Rab Shimon. That was the deal, and Rab Shimon loytoim. Rab Shimon refused to taste the food. Omar, he said, Yomusu kol bnei almana. Even if she becomes an almana, and even if all her children die, I'm not going to taste the food. Val yozus Shimon and Koyimai. Shimon as in Rav Shimon Bayechoy, I'm not going to taste the food. Va'oid. And then Rav Shimon said, besides, meaning in addition to the Kavod HaTorah element here, there's another reason that I don't want to taste the food. Geichi delay l'sragli l'minder. Because I don't want people to start making nedarim like this. In general, we try to get people to hold back from making nedarim, and I'm just afraid of a hashash that this is going to lead to somehow people being ruggled in nedarim. And it's for that reason, Rabbi Shimon said, this is not something I'm going to do. So, the Gemara, who the Amal Devis, there was a man who told his wife, Koinim Shi'at Nenesli, Achata Roiki, by Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, you can't have anah from me unless, okay, unless you spit on Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel. So the woman wanted to be able to have anah from her husband. She goes to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, v'rokak, and she spit, but alavushe. She couldn't spit Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, she couldn't do it. So she spit on his frak. Amalei Rav Achmi Difti l'Ravino. Rav Achmi Difti told Ravino, v'ahaylezi lusa kamechavin. I don't think she filled the nether. I don't think she kept her end of the bargain. Because the idea was embarrass Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, and she just spit on his frak. That's not considered embarrassing. Amale. So Ravino told Rav Achim Yidifti, Amani the Rav Shimon Gamliel, Zerusa Rapsi. For someone to spit on the beged of Rav Shimon Gamliel, that's not Kleine Bezioinus. This is actually Grace Bezioinus. Another story. Me inyan le inyan ba'isa inyan. Huda amale de devisu. A man that told his wife, "Koinim shiat nenesli, you can't have any anah from me." Achetiri mum yofa shebech l'Rabbi Yishmael b'Rabbi Yosi. Now the Ran has two pshatim. What posh pshat in this Gemara means? One of the pshatim that the Ran says is he said that unless Rabbi Yishmael b'Rabbi Yosi could find something beautiful about you, if he could find something nice, then that's okay. You'll be able to have anah. But I can't find anything nice. Maybe Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi could, and that was the nether. So you can't have any anah from me unless Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi could find something nice about you. So this woman goes to Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi, and together with the man, and Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi is going to see if he can find a certain mile. Amar lahem. So Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi told him, Shema Roish anah. Maybe she has a nice head. Amru loy, they said, nah, skalgo. Doesn't have a nice head. Her head, the shape of the head is very not nice. Shema sirena. Maybe she has nice hair. Her hair? Doimila nitze pishtan. It's like bundles of flax. Shema ene a nice. Maybe she has nice eyes. Eyes? Truto is saying. No, they're all in a funny shape. Shema ozne a nice. Maybe she has nice ears. Kfula is saying. They're twice the size of regular size ears. Shema chaitmana. Maybe she has a nice nose. Balamu. It's a kvetch the nose. Her nose is not nice. Shema sifsaise a nice. Maybe she has nice lips. Always saying. They're very thick. Shema tzavarna. Maybe she has a nice neck. Shakutu. That's a very short neck. Shema kresana. Maybe she has a nice stomach. Tzavahu. It's very bloated. Shema raglea nois. Maybe she has nice feet. Ruchavis kishalavzer. Feet there. Their rechava is like a like geese. Shema shma nice. Okay, maybe she has a nice name. She said, "You want to know her name? Lachluchishma. Her name is Boshul Lachluchis. Oh, Malem. Oh, her name is Lachluchis. Perfect. Yofakayr noisa Lachluchis. It's so appropriate that they call her Lachluchis. Shehi meluchleches bemumen because she's meluchleches bemumen v'shaya. And it was based on this that Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi. By the way, this is not the same Rabbi Shmuel of the previous Gemara. That's Stam Rabbi Shmuel. This is Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi was matter. This Gemara is Eino Yomer Elo Dershuni, but this is the Gemara, and we finish with an even bigger classic. Ahu Bar Bavel. There was a person from Bavel, the Sal Glari Yisrael, who went to Eretz Yisrael, Nafikitz, and he married a woman from Eretz Yisrael. Now it turns out that there was certain dialect and a certain nuance that got lost in translation between the Babylonian Jews and Eretz Yisrael the Geyidin. So you could say something where people from these two Medinas would understand what the other person means, but sometimes there's an intangible piece that got lost. So this couple was having some problems, and Gemara describes them. Oh my Allah, so this man who's from Bavel tells his wife, who's from Eretz Yisrael, but she will be trey talfi. Can you please make for me two lentils? Now what he meant to say was, not that he wanted two lentils, but he wanted machabissel, machsam lentils. Beshilul, trey talfi. Now he said two lentils, so that's what she made. She made two lentils. So this man comes home, he had a long day out in the field, and what's for supper? There's two lentils sitting on his plate. So rasachala, old school, he got angry. Lamacha, the next day, Amalei says, okay, I see I have to be a little bit more specific when I talk to my wife. He said, beshilili griva. So griva is like a huge measurement. And he wanted to say, you know, chabi b'sheifa. Make me a lak. So what she did was, she took out a measuring cup and she made a griva. So he walks in, the whole house is filled with lentils. Amallah. So he said, this is mamish out of control. Sneely, icily, trey butzini. Do me a favor and bring me two butzini. Now, what he wanted was two melons. Butzini means melons, but butzini has another name. It also means two lights, two candles. Also, spicy lo trei shragi. So he brought two candles. Oh my Lord, so he was so frustrated. He said, "Zili tavri yasin al reshet abava. I want you to take these two candles, and I want you to hit them on the head of the bava. The bava is a door." So the Gemara says this woman went out, have a yasif bava bambuta. Bava bambuta was sitting by the bava, the kadon dina, and he was sitting with the talmidim. He was passing the shayla. Ozlis. She was going to do what her husband said. She went and she hit it on the head of Bava Bambuta. On my loss, Bava Bambuta turns to her and says, "Mahadain Davdis, do I know you? Like, why are you hitting me over the head?" On relation, she said, "Kachzivani Baili." What do you mean? That's what my husband told me to do. My husband said I should take these two shragid and ahara. I should take these two butzinis and I should hit them on Bava. Omar. So he said, "Atosis Ritzoin Bailech. You do what your husband told you to do. Hamokim Yoitzi Mimech Shnei Bonim. I give you a bracha that you should have two children, Kabava ben Buta, they should be like Bava ben Buta." In other words, Bava ben Buta didn't get angry, he didn't get upset, but to the contrary, he was mechazik. It's a real gadol story, and he gave a tremendous, tremendous chizik that you're someone that did with Ritzoyim Bailech, Hamokim Yoitzim Imech Shnei Bonim Kabava ben Buta. And on that note, Hadron Aloch, a classic, short, but a classic Perek Rabbi Eliezer. It struck me this morning this maisa that she goes and she takes these two candles and she hits Bava Ben Buta, and Bava Ben Buta said, "Atosis Ritzoyim Baileich Hamokim Yoytzi Mimech Shnei Bonim Kebava Ben Buta." A shtickle zustel, and maybe it's even emes. The Gemara says in Shabbos Taf Chof Gimel Amid Beis, Amar Rav Huna, Harogel Bener having the bonim Tamidei Chachamim. If somebody is Rogel Bener, he's going to have sons that are Tamidei Chachamim. Says the Gemara, a story. Rav Huna, have a Rogel, they have a Cholef Vitani, a Pischa the Rav Abin Nagra. Rav Huna, he would very often walk by the Pesach, the door of Rab Abin Nagra. Chazot, I have a rogel b'shragi tuva. And he saw that he was a rogel b'ner. Omari said, Shrei gavrei ravrevi nafke mehocha. There's two gavrei ravrevis that are going to come out of this house. And the Gemara says, Kachava nafke minayu rav idi barabin. This Abin, who was an Agra, he was a Balabas, but he was zoichet to have two sons, Rav Idi Barabin and Rav Chia Barabin. Why? Because he was someone that was a Rogel B'ner. What does it mean to be a Rogel B'ner? What's the taich of a Rogel B'ner? So if you look at Rashi, here in Shabbos, so Rashi says as well, a Rogel B'ner is someone that's Rogel in Neiros Shabbos and in Neiros Chanukah. And if somebody does that, he's going to have bonim talmidei chachamim. Why? Dechsev kiner mitzvah v'toyrah ar. Kiner mitzvah v'toyrah ar. Al yedei ner mitzvah. If a person is mekayim ner mitzvah, the Shabbos, the Chanukah, bar ar the Torah, he's going to be zoicha to ar Torah. If you look at the Rishonim, it's a big shiloh. Not everybody agrees with Rashi. Some say it means dafkin ner Shabbos. Some say it means dafkin ner Chanukah. Rashi says, no, it doesn't mean ner Shabbos or ner Chanukah. You know what it means? It means ner mitzvah. If a person is mekayim ner mitzvah, al yedei ner mitzvah bo ar Torah. And Rav Huna, when he passed the Pischa the Abin Agra, and he saw he was a rogel b'ner mitzvah, he said, okay, ner mitzvah the Torah ar. And what's going to be the Torah ar? Shnei tamid chachamim. This woman was mekayim ner mitzvah. Which mitzvah? She was an ishik sheira that was oyser ritzayim baila. It wasn't ner Shabbos. It wasn't ner Chanukah. Oh, but ner mitzvah it was. And ki ner mitzvah v'toyra ar. So what did Bambuta say? What did Bava Bambuta say? Amokim yoytzim yimeich shnei bonim ke Bava Bambuta. That just like Rav Huna said, you're going to see two tamidei chacham are going to come out of this house. So you too, you're going to be zoich amokim yoytzim yimeich shnei bonim ke Bava Bambuta. Could be. This maisa is mamish. It's a maisa of ki ner mitzvah. It's a plea of a story. So kiner mitzvah v'toyra. But there's a very chash of a maramakim. Maramakim we spoke out 5 years ago. So I think there's a definitely we've passed the statute of limitations when we're allowed to repeat this vart. And that is a classic Chassam Sofer. And this Chassam Sofer is in a few places in the Sfarim of the Chassam Sofer. Most notably in his drushes with regards to Erev Slichas, and in fact, if you look here in the Chassam Sofer al Hashas, the Chassam Sofer says something very interesting lashon. He says, I increases Perik Sofik, where he's going to present what he's about to say, Ubidrushi kosafti bazeh. In my drushes, I wrote about this. V'tzivisi lahatikan mashishayich mizelakan. I instructed. So I don't know who the Chassam Sofer instructed, because the Chassam Sofer wrote a lot. I mean, there's a lot of ksavim of the Chassam Sofer that people have seen. So the Chassam Sofer left over a tremendous amount of ksavim, but this is a little bit different. V'tzivisi lahatikan. I instructed whoever it was to apply this drasha that I gave right here on this Gemara, because I think when you're learning the Darim Daf Samech Vav, it's very important to know this drasha. So either way, the Chassam Sofer used to give drashas in a place called Zuckermantel. So Zuckermantel, for the history buffs, was what you would call today a suburb of Prešperg. And there was a little kehila, there was a shul in Zuckermantel, and the Chassam Sofer used to darshan there very, very often. So a lot of the drushes of Chassam Sofer took place in Zuckermantel. On the bottom of the new drushes Chassam Sofers, they bring that one of the times that the Chassam Sofer would give a drusha, there was Erev Slichas. So the first night Slichas, all the Yidden in Prešperg, they would all go to Zuckermantel and they were going to hear Mamish Heiliger Reid from the Chassam Sofer. So this is a drosha that the Chassam Sofer gave, Erev Slichas, in Zuckermantel. So Toich Dvarov, the Chassam Sofer writes that in Yeshiva now we're learning Masechtas Krisis, and in the end of Masechtas Krisis, in a Mishnah, on Daf Chofer Mer Aleph, there's a Machloikis whether a person could be menadev, an ashem taloi, or not. So, an ashem taloi, traditionally, is a carbon that's brought if somebody has a suffix whether or not he has to bring a carbon chattas. So when do you bring a carbon chattas? If somebody doesn't have aver b'shoigig, that had he done b'mezer, he'd be chayiv kares. So then he brings a carbon chattas. If someone has a suffix whether he did that, meaning he has a suffix if he ate chaylev b'shoigig, that's when you bring an ashem taloi. The chamim hold that Ashem Tali is like every Ashan, it's like every Chattas, it's like every carbon that's Balachet, you can't bring it Benedava. But there were others that argued, Rabbi Eliezer, which is really Shitas Beishamai, who holds that you can bring an Ashem Tali, Afila Benedava. So the Mishnah says that Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Misnadev Adam Ashem Tali Bechol Yoim, U Bechol Eshe Yerza. A person can bring an Ashem Tali whenever he wants. Who are you? Nikra Asham Chasidim. In fact, he used to give a name to the Asham Tali. It was called Asham Chasidim. Says the Mishnah, Omru Olav al Bava Ben Buta. They say regarding Bava Ben Buta, show you Misnadev Asham Tali B'chayoy. Every single day he would bring an Asham Tali. Chutz Miacha Yoy Makipurim Yoy Mechad. The only day that he didn't bring an Asham Tali was Machrus Yoy Makipurim, the day after Yom Kippur. Omar, and Bava Ben Buta would say, Hamoyin Azeh, I swear in the name of the Beis HaMikdash, that ilu hoyim meinichli, if they would allow me, hoyisi mevi, I would bring an ashem tali even the day after Yom Kippur. Elo oimrimli, they tell me hamte machetikonis lebeis asofi. Can you please have a havamino that maybe you did an aver? It was just Yom Kippur yesterday, so you have to have at least a shtickle havamino. And therefore, the day after, next day, they would let me. But there was one day a year, said Bava Ben Buta, that they didn't allow me to bring the ashem tali. But every single day, Bava Ben Buta would bring an ashem tali. So the Chassam Sofer said, why a Bava Ben Buta? Now, the history is Bava Ben Buta was a Talmud of Shammai. So in the world of famous Talmudim of Shammai, Bava Ben Buta is very, very high in that list. In fact, Bava Ben Buta wasn't just a Talmud mi beis Shammai, like Reb Tarfin, Reb Eliezer. He was a Talmud of Shammai Azalkin. But still, every single day, Bava Ben Buta felt that he needed to bring an Ashem Tali. So the Chassam Sofer said that the Bir Advarim is based on a Gemara, Mesechtes Bava Basra Daf Dalet. The Gemara that tells the story of Hordis, secularly known as Herod the Great, in our world known as the monster and the Russia Hordas. So Hordas and his family, they were the kings of Eretz Yisrael for the last 100 or so years of Bayis Sheni. And Hordas hated the Talmidei Chachamim so much so that he killed, the Gemara says, every single Talmud Chacham in the world. It's hard to believe. But he's all Tanakh. He killed every single Talmud Chacham with the exception of one, Bava Ben Buta. He left Bava Ben Buta alive. At some point, Hordas realized that maybe that wasn't the smartest thing he ever did. And he started having a little bit of remorse. And he felt that he needs an eitz, he needs a tikkun, he has to do tshuva. And the only person really that he was able to consult with to maybe help guide him in his repentance was Bava Ben Buta. So he summons Bava Ben Buta, and Bava Ben Buta comes to talk to Hordas, and he says, Hashta maita kante dahu gavra. What could I do for a little bit of a tikkun on my neshama? Amale. So Bava Ben Buta told Hordas, Hu kiba oirish aloylam. When you kill the chachamim, you extinguish the light of the world. Dechsev, kiner mitzvah, the Torah is another Gemara where Bava Ben Buta is talking about kiner mitzvah, the Torah. But either way, yelech v'yasoik ba'irish aloylam. The eitz I'm going to give you is, go be oisik ba'irish aloylam, build the Beis HaMikdash, which is oirish aloylam, dechsev v'noharu elav kol hagoyim. So you extinguish the light of the world. So what I'm asking you to do is, you want an eitzah? Go refurbish the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says that Hordas took the advice of Bava Ben Buta and he was moisen nefesh, because he was afraid that the Romans might kill him. But he was moisen nefesh to build the Beis HaMikdash to the point that Chazal say, Misha leira binyan hordis, leira binyan na meyamav. That if somebody didn't see binyan hordis, he never merited to see a binyan na, meaning the Beis HaMikdash was absolutely magnificent. So you think of the Mishkan, and you think of Noiv and Givayin, and you think of Shiloh, and you think of Ayas Rishon, Ayas Sheni. Misha leira binyan hordis, leira binyan na meyamav. It was so beautiful, it made Shlomo HaMelech's bias pale in comparison. But the Gemara asks the Kasha, Freak the Gemara, Ubava Ben Buta Hecha Avid Hachi. How was Bava Ben Buta allowed to do this? From Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Vitim Rabbi Shua Balevi, some say it was Rabbi Shua Balevi that said this, Mipnei Ma Nenesh Daniel. Daniel was punished. Right, what was the punish? He was thrown into the grave Arayas. So what did Daniel do to deserve a punishment? Mipnei Shehesi Eitzel Nebuchadnezzar. Because he gave an Eitzel to Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar had come to Daniel, and he told Daniel, I'm very worried about all the things I did. What did he do? He destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, for starters. Right, took the Yidden into Golus. And Nebuchadnezzar goes down as one of the great Rishon of all time. So Nebuchadnezzar comes to Daniel and he tells him, I need a shtickle Eitzah, my neshama needs a little bit of tikkun. So he gives him an Eitzah. His Eitzah was, give a lot of charity, give a lot of tzedakah, and in the schus of the tzedakah that you give, you're going to be nitzel from the Charei Nach. Daniel was punished. The reason he was punished is because why are you giving Nebuchadnezzar Eitzahs? Why are you giving Nebuchadnezzar a way to get out of his situation? If Daniel was punished for giving an Eitzah to Nebuchadnezzar, for figuring out a way for him to have a tikkun for his neshama, so why would Bavit Ben Buta repeat the mistake of Daniel? He knew what happened to Daniel. He knew it was wrong. So why would he have done the same thing? He's going now and he's giving an Eitzah to Hurdis. The Gemara says two Teritzim. Ibe Yisayim Hashani Avdu Dechai B'mitzvahs. Hurdis was different. Nebuchadnezzar was a fartig in a Yehudi, as opposed to Hurdis was an Eved Kanani. Eved Kanani is Chai B'mitzvahs like an Isha. He was a Yisrael B'mitzvahs, and because he's a Yisrael B'mitzvahs, it doesn't count. The Ibe Yisayim, the Gemara says, maybe you're right. Maybe he shouldn't have done it. Abishani Beis HaMikdash, Te'i Loi, Malchus Loi Mispene. Bava Ben Buta understood that the Beis HaMikdash needed refurbishing. It needed someone to come in and spend real money and resources in order to make it where it needs to be. And the only person that he felt that was capable of doing that was Hurdis. And that's why he told Hurdis to do it. Nebuchadnezzar gave tzedakah. Tzedakah, you can collect from the Yidden also. And therefore, Daniel, why are you telling Nebuchadnezzar to have the schus of tzedakah? There's no reason for him to have it. It's just going to work against us. The Koyach HaTumah is going to have a tremendous shlita now because of this schus that they're going to have. It's niyad akum be'emtza in everything that we do. It's not something that we want. But in this case, it was inevitable because there was no one else that was capable of doing what needed to be done. And that's why Bava Ben Buta, despite knowing the history of what happened with Daniel and Nebuchadnezzar, he advised Hurdis to give money to the Beis HaMikdash. Zok Techsam Seif, that it emerges from the Gemara that there's really a major nafgamina between the two Terutzim and the Gemara, the two Mahalchim, as to why Bava Ben Buta told Hurdis to do what he did. According to the first Terutzim, it was the right thing to do. Daniel? No, Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar is not a Yehudi. As opposed to Hurdis, he's a Yid, he's a Yisrael B'miktas. According to the second Teretz, the Gemara really was a B'diavid. Really, Klapi Shmaya Galia, he would have never, ever done it. Exhibit A for why this is wrong is Daniel and Nebuchadnezzar. Why did he do it with the last Breira? He didn't have a choice. So says the Chassam Sofer, just to explain it with a mashal. We know that if somebody has a bad dream on a Friday night, he's allowed to fast on Shabbos, even though today's daf started. It was Poschim B'Chvay Shabbos V'yontim. Also, let's start Atzmai B'Shabbos. But at the same time, if somebody has a bad dream, you can fast the Tainus Cholim B'Shabbos. But the Gemara says, V'yisana Tanis L'Tanisa. So sometimes a person is allowed to do something that's not okay, but then you need tikkun and you need kapara on the bad thing that you did. So the Chassam Sofer says, that's the gather. Bava Ben Buta telling Hurdis to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash is like fasting the Tainus Cholim on Shabbos. The right thing to do. It requires tikkun, requires kapara, and you're going to have to fast now over the fact that you just fasted. You need tikkun, you need kapara over what it is you did. So the Chassam Sofer said that Bava Ben Buta gave Hurdis this advice. But at the same time, Sittim geklapped in hearts, because every single day he understood that when the Yidden are doing the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, and they're getting schosim, because it's oilu l'reach nichayach, at the same exact time, it's empowering the Koyach HaTumah in the world. Because Hurdis, who represents the Koyach HaTumah, is also cashing the register every single time a carbon's being brought, because it's being brought in this magnificent edifice. And every single time the carbon is being brought with this covenant to Pharis, Hurdis is getting schar. And Bava Ben Buta understood that, you know what that means? I have to fast Tainus Latanisi, because I'm the one that gave Hurdis the advice to go and do it. So what did Bava Ben Buta do? Every single day used to bring a carbon. It was a carbon that's Baal Chet that you could bring Benadava. Bava Ben Buta is a Talmud of Shammai, and he holds that you could bring the carbon Hashem Tali Afilu Benadava. It's called Hashem Chasidim, and he felt that he needed this Chasidus, and therefore every single day he used to bring an Hashem Tali. In fact, he even wanted to bring it the day after Yom Kippur. Why did he want to bring it the day after Yom Kippur? Because there was no day more than the day after Yom Kippur that he felt that he needed this kapara. Because on Yom Kippur, they didn't just do avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, but they did the special avoid with the Kohen Gadol, who was nichnas lefnaiv and lefnib with all the hazayas and the special ktaris, everything that took place on Yom Kippur. So that was a day that he needed it more than any other day. The Chachamim didn't allow. And you know he told the Chachamim, Hamoyin Azeh, I swear in the name of the Beis HaMikdash. Why Hamoyin Azeh? From all the lishonis of Shvuah, why do you pick Hamoyin? Sinach Samsoyev says, because that was his own punchline. It's because of the Beis HaMikdash. I gave Hordis the Eitzah to go and build the Beis HaMikdash. And because I'm the one that gave him the Eitzah to build the Beis HaMikdash, that's why I feel that I need this more than anything else. If you look at the Tshuv and the Drosh and the Chassam Sofer, the context is there was a shtickel Chanukas Habayis that was taking place in Tzuka Mantel at that time. And the Chassam Sofer got up very proudly and he said that alle Geld was a Zarang gekimmen, Fadei Geschäft is given Yiddish Geld. There's no Yad Oivet Koichovim Be'emsa. And it was something that he was very, very proud of. And he said over this shtickel Torah to show, as Vemenemt, it's not so poshit. It comes with a little bit of an invoice. And that's why Bava Ben Butu gave Hordis the advice to pump all this money into the Beis HaMikdash. He felt it was something that he needed kapara for. Toich Tvarev, one of the things the Chassam Sofer says is that we say in the Agada Shel Pesach that the Ilu Loi Hoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hos Aviseinu Min Mitzrayim Harei Anu Uvanenu Uvnevnenu Mishubadu Paru Min Mitzrayim. Had Hashem not taken us out of Mitzrayim, we'd still be Avadim. Everybody asks, what do you mean? If Hashem went to take it, have a Havamina, it would still be that. At some point, the United Nations would have forced Pharaoh's hand, and there would have been some resolution somewhere. It would have taken maybe 1,000 years, but at some point, it would have been understood that maybe this is inhumane, crimes against humanity, and the Jews would have been free. So everyone knows that Rizal, the Yidden were in the Shaar Memtes, and had they been there one more second, they would have slipped into the Shaar Nun, and it would have been gefährlich, and there would have been no way out. But Zoktach Sam Sofer, he says, now, Vada Pari would have let the Jews out at some point. But that we left Mitzrayim because Pari sent us out, it would have been Yad Oivdei Kechovim Be'emtsa. And everything that would have happened to the Yidden throughout our Torahs, Pari would have had a Schussin. He would have had a Schussin Man Torah, he would have a Schussin in Eretz Yisrael, he would have a Schussin everything. So you know what the Eivishter did? The Eivishter took us out. I don't want Pari to take us out. We're going to go against Vayichazik Hashem a slave Pari. I don't want Pari to have the schus. And that's the Ve'ilu Lo Yehoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Asavi Seinem B'Mitzrayim. The fact that it came Al Yidei Nes, the fact that it came against the will of Pari, that's why we're thanking Hashem. Because like this, there's no Yad Oivdei Kechavim Be'emtsa. But Al Kapan, what does it have to do in a Darm Daf Samech Chob? Why the Chassam Sofer say V'tzivisi? I said, do me a favor, take this drosha V'tzareif L'kan and apply it here as a related rate bite, right? The Darm Daf Samech Chob. That the Gemara tells a story in the end of the ninth parak that there was a woman who was married to a man and they didn't speak Klal the same language, and obviously this woman and the Shfashtan and the Asik so good and the two lentils and all the lentils. And then the flash story the Gemara told is that the husband said, can you bring me two butzini, bring me two melons, and she comes with two shraga than a har, she comes with two lent, and he says take it and bang it on the bava. So she goes and she sees bava ben buta and she slams bava ben buta in the head. It's unbelievable. What was this woman thinking? Now, Balabatish, when you learn the Gemara, she wasn't thinking, clearly, right? I mean, that's very obvious in this sugya. Oh, but Zoktach Sam Soy from Pnimius Natoira, because I'll don't just tell stories. So what's going on? Why would she have had a Havamina that her husband wanted her to hit Bava Ben Buta in the head? She says it's Yutochen and it's Mestaber that this woman understood that Bava Ben Buta did something meridic when he told her this to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. But at the same time, he did something that wasn't poshit. He did something that required tremendous kapara. But like the Gemara says in Bava Basra, he had no choice. Because if it wasn't worth this, who was going to do it? But at the same time, there was a feeling amongst the Yidden at that time that Bava Ben Buta is epishuldik for the Tzaras and Klal Yisrael. Because every single time that a carbon's brought, on the one end, we're getting kapara. But you know why it's not working 100%? Because Hordis is also getting a kayach. Because the kayach atum is also being nisgadol, even nisgadish. And that's the problem here. And therefore, it's whose fault? It's Bava Ben Buta's fault. So she actually had a havamina that what her husband wanted her to do was to take these two butzini and hit Bava Ben Buta. And how's it possible? What could Pasha Pshad be? There has to be some method to this madness. That was the method to the madness. There was a thought, there was a hava, meaning that maybe this was something that Bava Ben Buta deserved. And the Chassam Sofer here, he doesn't say this in the Drasha, but he says it here in the Dharam, on this Gemara. He says, Haga ba'atzmacha. He says, think about this for a second. He says, we all know, ki mitzi ein teitze soira, udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. So he says, ure'ei pela. L'shoyim yazop. Ure'ei pela. He says, ki mitzi ein teitze soira, udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Yet, ubavoy neseinu arabim. From the day that the second Beis HaMikdash was built, al yidei rishin koyresh, nistama hanavua. Right, if you ask somebody, when did Nevuah come to an end? Right, when did the last Navi lived. So everyone knows it coincided with the beginning of the second Beis Hamikdash. The guy said, because that's when they were Mavatal the Yetzar of the Zara, we didn't need Navu anymore. But when did it happen? It happened at the beginning of Bayis Sheni. So the Chacham says, how's that possible? So they literally finished hacking in the last nail of the Beis HaMikdash, and what happened? All of a sudden, there was no Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. All of a sudden, we lost Nevuah, and he goes weiter. From the day that the Binyan HaMefura of Hurdis was built, that was precisely the time that Beis Shammai HaBisilu started arguing. And what happened? Venasa Torah, Kalpayim Torahis Baba Neseinu Arabim. And all of a sudden, the Torah came at risk, where the Torah was going to become 1,000 Torahs, says the Chassam Sofer. Why? Because of the Sakana, we always speak about the Ramchal, the Mesilas Yesharim, the Mishka Chassidus, but what was going to happen as a result of the Machlokes Beis Shammai HaBisilu? So he said, how could it be? The moment the second Beis HaMikdash was built, what happened? When all of a sudden we lost the Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. And the moment that Hurdis went and he refurbished the Beis HaMikdash, we lost the Kimitzi and Teitzei Saira. It's just the opposite of the way it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be Kimitzi and Teitzei Saira, Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. So the Chassam Sofer says, the Hakoil Mipnei Shehoyo Yad Akum Be'emtza. It's because it was Yad Akum Be'emtza. Because who built the second Beis HaMikdash? Koiresh, the king of Persia. And who was the one that made this Binyan Nod that no one ever saw in their lives? It was Hurdis, a Russia. So because it was Yad Akum Be'emtza, it's for that reason it worked just the opposite. Not only was there no Kimitzi and Teitz Nisayra, but Fakert, as soon as the second Beis HaMikdash was built, we lost Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. And as soon as Hurdis made his binyan, that's exactly when we lost the Kimitzi and Teitz Nisayra. Either way, this was the drasha that the Chassam Sofer gave in Tov Kuf Ayin Gimel in 1813 in Sukkah Mantel. The Chassam Sofer felt that this was something that was important. He didn't write it over, but he said, I want you to be matik here what I said in this drasha, because it's very pertinent here for the end of Masechet Nesedarim. Which part of the end of Masechet Nesedarim is this pertinent for, to understand the Ma'aseh Shehayah with this woman who took the two butzinis and she hid Bava ben Buta? What could have been her havamina? So the Chassam Sofer said, ba'ofen nifla, because Bava ben Buta on some level needed a tikkun for what it was he did, and that's why she actually thought that maybe what her husband was asking her to do was to hit Bava ben Buta.